You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 3 to 6. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, his disciples came to him privately, saying, "Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the age?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Now, brethren, I want to point something out in this passage. The fact that the disciple of Jesus came to him on that mount and asked him a question. I have realized that one of the signs of spiritual growth is questioning. Anyone that wants to grow must ask a lot of questions. And that is why I'm usually very sad and worried in this generation, as I discover that there are not many questioning going on. So it makes me wonder, are people really seeking the Lord? Growing up as a young believer, if there's one thing that was common with our life back then, if you were a mature believer, we will so much bombard you with questions. Anytime I find somebody that I know is higher than me in the faith, I don't want to let them go. If I had a brother, we were basically like age mate, but I believe he was more advanced than me, particularly in the area of faith. I can stay with him for hours asking him questions. But I wonder, today we don't ask questions. It's a sign, I'm telling you, brethren, it's a sign that we probably don't understand this way, or we are not growing in the Lord, or we are simply not interested in the things of the Lord. Anyone that will grow, anyone that is growing, we ask questions. The disciples asked a lot of questions. Did you know that what Jesus began to say was in response to their questions, was not part of his teachings? Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 were issues Jesus sat down and taught. They didn't ask him those questions. Those were issues he considered that they were important. He needed to sit them down and teach them. Many things, many mysteries that were later revealed in the scriptures were from the questions of people. Probably one of the greatest things Jesus revealed to us in the scripture, in John chapter 4, about worship, was actually told a woman who asked a question about worship. Did you know we didn't find anywhere Jesus directly taught his disciples what he said to that woman at that well? Why? The woman asked questions. I always wonder, how come today people say they are believers, they are Christians, they can hardly ever carry the Bible and say, "Brother, please help me. This passage, I read it. I really didn't understand what it says. Can you please throw more light?" Because I'm always wondering. Many times I read the scripture, there are many things I don't understand. Sometimes I go online and I read and I read. When I meet people that I know that, God had advanced more than me, they know they can't run away from me. Brethren, are you asking questions? Are you a seeker? Jesus said, "Blessed," he said, "seek rather, and you will find." He said, "Ask, and it shall be given unto you." He said, "Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you." You see, asking, seeking, and knocking is an indication that you are looking for something. Are you somebody that is asking, that is knocking, that is probing, that you want to understand, what is this in this book of Revelation? Can I find somebody who can explain this to me? Can you tell me something about this verse? Can you show me what the scripture is saying here? I'm telling you, it's important. It is important that we learn to ask questions so that we can grow and know the Lord more. May the Lord give you understanding. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.